This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Florida, Tampa, Florida, flagship station out there along the Genesis Communications Network. And by the way, you can hear them online, the stream that's being played out there, by going to GCNlive.com. And don't forget, we're also on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in America. We thank them very much for doing that for us. And we're also on many of the independent stations, leading independent stations around the country, too. And we certainly appreciate that, being able to talk with the folks out there. And don't forget, you can hear our show streaming on the Internet across the country, around the world, as we are streaming not only on GCNlive.com, but also on many of the radio stations that you're hearing us on. They also have a stream. And let's not forget that I'm on my website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and we're also on iHeartRadio and Amazon Music, Spotify, as we're our show is playing right now. So you also need to know that we always give out a special shout-out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, certainly to all the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there, we appreciate what you're doing, and thank you very much. Keep it up. And our FedEx and our UPS drivers, our bulk mail haulers out there, Felix and the gang, hauling the bulk mail products all over the countryside. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel and the other petroleum-related products wherever it needs to go so we can go. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on X as at Captain's America. We're also on the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and check all of that out. All right, joining us right now from California, it's the one and only, the incomparable professor of politics himself, and that would be Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yep, they're all out there ready to go, and you're being applauded, and there's some sweaters on tonight down here, though. There's a few people got some sweaters on, and I don't see quite as many shorts as what I usually see.
Oh, okay. I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's down a couple of degrees more here, so it's 73 on one side of the airport and 75 on the other side. And no, there's no sun right now, so we can't blame it on that, can we?
Exactly.
All right, well, are you ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those two words in the pledge, under God, because we get it, and we certainly hope that you get it, too. Well, Mr. Kyle, Let's go back over here and take a look at what is going on in the world in which we live. The Freedom Caucus chairman, Scott Perry, has accused little old Pete Buttigieg of trying to kill the auto industry. Well, I think that's a fair assumption.
Yes. Well, this is, again, yes, Scott Perry, Republican of Pennsylvania, sort of went after Transportation Secretary Mayor Pete Buttigieg, of course, on Wednesday in a hearing. And he's calling the, talking about the subsidies for EVs and so forth. And he called them anti-market policies. And, of course, we've heard the terminology picking winners and losers. He goes on to say, your administration and you in particular, meaning Mayor Pete, killed the auto industry, Perry said.
Yeah, well, I think that's a fair assumption, don't you?
Well, it's certainly hard to know exactly where the auto industry is going to be able to go in this country. That's why, you know, when we were talking about the UAW workers, you know, how much longer are they going to be building cars or vehicles, you know, gas-powered vehicles? And then when the advent of electrical vehicles really takes off, are they going to be making them here, or are they going to be making them in places like, oh, I don't know, China? You know, it's not going to look good for the auto workers, I hate to say.
Never mind what the auto workers are going to lose in terms of money, because we know they are. You never make up what you lose when you go out on strike. But the manufacturing companies are going to lose about $38 billion if the strikes continue to develop and expand.
Well, that's exactly what we're hearing, and that's no small chunk of change.
No.
That's going to have an effect and it's going to ripple through the economy, one would think.
Unfortunately, it is. Now, the Fed has kept the rates steady. They've toughened their policy stance as a soft landing that hopes for that continues to grow.
Right. Well, that's what they hope, you know. But here's the thing: so they're keeping the pause in place for now, we understand, but it doesn't mean that they're not inclined to maybe raise rates again later on. You know, this is not what the market wants to hear. People want to see these interest rates start to come down. Gas prices are out of control. The interest rates and the mortgage rates are going to be out of control. It's not a pretty picture as we head into the holiday season and into next year.
And in case you haven't heard the news, guess whose name has surfaced in the Florida gubernatorial race on the Republican side of things?
Who's that?
Congressman Matt Gaetz, Florida District Number 1.
Interesting.
He hasn't announced, but there's all kinds of rumors that he's going to run against DeSantis. If DeSantis goes up the line and goes into an administration with Trump or as a presidential candidate. So we'll get back to that and a lot more when we come back, folks. Don't go anywhere. We're cruising along here on a Thursday.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Alrighty, little of Jeff's wisdom to go along with a little Steppenwolf coming in there on the Captain's America Third Watch. Alrighty, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. You've heard me talk about them before. They are part of my daily integrated program that I take in the morning to start out with. I take it at breakfast or brunch or lunch, whatever I happen to get up and make my first meal of the day. But that's what I do, and I do it for one reason, one simple reason. It works for me. It works for me. Now, it'll probably work for you, too, if you follow the instructions and do it the way they tell you to, and that is to take it with food and start out in the morning. The good thing about it is if you have inflammation, if you have swelling, if you have pain, if you have any type of irritation that creates your legs or feet or ankles or hands or wrists or your head or your shoulder or whatever aching, this is something that can help you because it'll go right straight to the source of the pain and either eliminate it altogether or lower it so you can have a better function of your body during the course of the day and do some more things that maybe you had planned on doing that you couldn't do before. But all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 3-week quick start that's right there. It's $19.95 on the pills that come that are all drug-free, no drugs at all in them. And, of course, relieffactor.com/captain is the website, relieffactor.com/captain, the website. And in the words of Kyle Warren,
all you have to lose is pain.
Bingo, $19.95, 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, give it a try, and see what it will do for you. You might be very pleasantly surprised, like I was the first time I took it, and I realized that, hey, this is something that's going to help me. Well, Mr. Kyle, it's fair to assume that Breitbart Business is calling out Mr. Powell that he's in denial about the Fed's soft landing forecast. What do you think?
Well, I think that's generally correct. You know, it's hard to see this soft landing. And we always hear these terms, right?
Yep.
About, don't worry, it's all going to be fine. It's all a soft landing. Well, when we see the consumers pulling back their spending, when we know that people have already maxed out their credit cards, when we know that it's more difficult for them to take out equity out of their homes, when it's hard to go out and buy a home, all these different things are happening, and it's all based in many ways on the interest rates, of course, fuel prices in terms of inflation. But the Fed believes that by continuing to raise these rates, they can somehow tamp down inflation. Well, I think they go about it all wrong, and you know, I think they're just saying soft landing so that we don't get like really freaked out about everything. But until it happens, of course.
Tamp down registration or what'd you say? Tamp down what?
Inflation. Yeah.
Wow. I don't think so.
Well, no, because we've heard them say this, too, before, when all this sort of started, when this whole round of interest rates hikes started, the idea that they got to have to, you know, they need to cause pain, right, in order to stop the inflationary cycle. But yeah, I don't think we need to cause pain. I think we just need to make sure that if you're going to deliver something in a truck, it's not overly expensive, so that the retailers don't have to keep charging more, and then those rolls down the road like that. This is not something that we didn't see coming, or that people at the ground level can't see happening right in front of their eyes every day. But I guess we're not as learned as the Fed, I guess.
Or Attorney General Garland.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
He was fuming yesterday during his grilling that he was getting on the anti-Catholic memes that were out there, and he was just really upset about that one.
Well, that's right. Representative Jeff Van Drew, Republican out of New Jersey, was really grilling A.G. Garland, especially about the idea of Catholics who were, I think, in so many ways mischaracterized in what's called the Catholic memo, right? And so Van Drew was talking to him, and he says, the actions of the DOJ are on you. The decline in America's trust in our federal law enforcement is on you. The political weaponization of the DOJ is on you. And he says, I need a simple answer, yes or no, to the following. He says, just yes or no, because we don't have much time. Do you agree that traditional Catholics are violent extremists? Yes or no? And Garland kept on trying to answer it, but wouldn't really give a direct answer as far as we know. But obviously, Captain, Catholics are not violent extremists. We know that.
Well, yesterday, New York City residents were protesting in the streets against the arrival of more illegal immigrants, and they said, and this is the quote they were yelling out there, you are not welcome here.
That's right. That's what they were saying. I mean, you know, and Captain, this is coming presumably from a very sort of liberal area, right? That's even a sanctuary area. So this is definitely, I don't know if it's a tipping point, but it should be a massive indicator that the Democrat Party elite and this administration have let the immigration issue go so far now to where it's no longer going to help them like they think, but it's the public, whether they're Republican or Democrat or independent, they're turning against the Democrats on this.
Now, I'm wondering what's going to happen with the Democrats who frequent a lot of different places in New York City, and they basically sit in the back of the restaurant. Sometimes they sit closer to the front, but most of the time they're sitting in the back, and they just watch to wait to see what's going on. And as we know, right now, we know that California Democrats have dropped their major heat against Newsom, and that he's going to run for president. So now they're starting to rally around Newsom and say, yeah, you governor, go ahead. We need you.
Well, I think, yeah, there was a California Democrat, Katie Porter, as a matter of fact, down here. She's not my district, but she's nearby here in Orange County.
Yeah.
Katie Porter, she's hinting now, we understand, that Gavin Newsom is going to make that presidential run. Porter is going to be, of course, running for Senate in 2024. So she said that Newsom is, quote, on a different path, unquote, without really going into detail about what that is. So the thought here is that she's sort of hinting that Newsom is going to be going down that presidential path, as it were.
Okay, and we'll just have to keep our eyes and ears open to see what more happens there, right?
Well, indeed. Well, there's so many scenarios, right, Captain? And it just seems to me, because Newsom seems to be the one heavy hitter, if there are any heavy hitters on the Democrat side, that they would want to go to replace Biden on the ticket. And, of course, there's various ways of getting him there, not the least of which is Stuart Varney's idea that they would actually replace Kamala Harris first with Gavin Newsom as vice president. I guess you could say, Kamala Harris, you're being called upon to come back to the California and serve in the Senate if we get Dianne Feinstein to resign. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy things, but one thing is certain, that Biden is probably not at the top of the list anymore for the Democrat Party elite.
Well, I don't have any problem with her coming back to take the place of Dianne Feinstein and running for the Senate and probably winning, because she'll be in another position where we won't hear a lot from her.
Yeah, I think so, but I mean, this is a very strange time in American politics. You know, typically you don't change out vice presidents. I mean, I can think back to Spiro Agnew back in those days, and then and then of course here came Gerald Ford. So he gets appointed vice president, right? But then he ascends to the presidency. He's never elected to either office. Gerald Ford, one of the luckiest guys in the world, I guess.
Yeah, and he was all right.
He was. He's a good man, I think.
Yep. Now, the Democrats are refusing to answer any questions on abortion limitations. Wonder why?
Well, you know why? Because they know that once it starts getting into too many details, that people start to react to that. So I think they try to keep it, as, for lack of a better expression, as general as possible. Of course, even in this case as well, on Monday, Gavin Newsom, our governor here in California, refused to say if there should be any restrictions on abortion. And in other words, I think people would respect him more if they would take some kind of stand and say, I'm against it for this, and this, but it should be allowable for this, and that. I mean, just throwing that out there, basically. But I think that they're afraid of getting too far down the rabbit hole, because once the idea of no restrictions, a lot of people, I just don't think the majority of the American people are for that.
All right, hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, will be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics, after the bottom of the hour break comes along and your station's get a chance to pay some of their bills and give you the weather and a little news and whatnot. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. No more rate hikes. For now.
After a series of 10 consecutive rate hikes from March 2022 to May 2023, the Federal Reserve is now temporarily halting further increases. But Fed Chair Jerome Powell says,
"We're prepared to raise rates further if appropriate, and we intend to hold policy at a restrictive level until we're confident that inflation is moving down sustainably."
I'm John Schaefer.
Republican presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis vows to lower gas prices to $2 per gallon if he's elected in 2024. In a written statement, he expressed his intent to unleash American energy dominance in 2025. Former Trump White House aide Cassidy Hutchinson says Rudy Giuliani groped her. Hutchinson said in a book set to be published next week that Giuliani put his hands under her blazer and skirt at the rally. Giuliani's political advisor Ted Goodman said the claims were a disgusting lie. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors, and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
You betcha. And don't forget, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care is a physician of my choice and my choosing. They've helped me with the problem that I had with my legs, and in particular my left leg, with the swelling and the inflammation and the problems I was having, and they literally saved my life by doing what they did, and I will never forget that as long as I live. So if you want to find out more about them, regardless of where you're at, their number is 727-865-4615. That's 727-865-4615. Give them a call, check with them, find out what they're all about. All righty, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
How's business out there in California?
Well, I think it depends in terms of what kind of business people might be in and so forth. I mean, I still see, first of all, people are going places everywhere. You're always going to have some traffic out there on the freeway.
They are here.
People are going to and fro. That's right. And if you go out to some of the entertainment complexes and so forth, you do see a lot of people out there. So I would think business overall is doing well. Although, we still have, of course, some retail space that, especially for shopping malls. Shopping malls are having a real hard time, the traditional shopping mall.
Now, yesterday must have been a good day for cars because I managed to see a brand new Rolls-Royce convertible. Brand new. And I'm pretty sure it was a ball player that had it because the guy that got out of the car was black and very athletic looking, so I'm pretty sure he was a baseball or football player. That's number one. Might have even been hockey because they're starting to come back for the summer camps, too. But we'll see. And then, of course, Cadillacs are still very popular, and so aren't the foreign jobs, the Lamborghinis and, the very expensive cars that are out there that go very fast.
Yeah, the exotics.
Yeah. I mean, some guy, I didn't hear him sneaking up behind us yesterday. But when he got up beside me, all I heard was, gone. Gone.
Wow.
Gone. Just flat out gone. So there you go. Wow. But anyway, you know, it are what it are, and that's all what it are, as they like to say. Well, let's take a look at some other things here. The Disney CEO says that his company will quiet the noise in culture. Wars. So quite the noise in culture wars. Aren't they the ones that started it?
Well, certainly anything that Bob Iger can do to try to bring Disney back on course, I think would be incredibly welcome. And of course, yeah, you've had these sort of social confrontations or social wars, as they call them, this kind of thing happening. And Disney has got several different problems, not the least of which is the content that they've been producing. But also, of course, wading into the political fray, it's just not a good look for them. Could Mickey have ever approved this? I just don't know. But Disneyland used to be a place where a lot of different people could go. And again, you have fun at Disneyland. You get to enjoy all the great, or Disney World, you know, the resorts and the Disney theme parks and so forth. But now it's become much more politically, there's so many political gradations there, mm-hmm. that people just can't enjoy themselves. And so, of course, it's dropped off.
Well, we'll call that as to be considered. How's that?
Well, sure.
To be continued.
Well, you know, I grew up around Disneyland here in Southern California and been going there all my life. So it's kind of sad because, you know, it used to be the happiest place on earth. I hope it still is. But if you're only welcome because you're a particular political persuasion or only feel that you could go to Disneyland or have any fun, well, that's not good. You want to appeal to the broad spectrum.
Well, Speaker McCarthy says that there's still time to avoid a government shutdown as others are starting to look at the options of what's going to happen. What do you think?
Well, of course, again, there are those who think, well, the government can just shut down. I don't know that that's the best option here, because I think the GOP just loses by default in this kind of thing. Yes, they can hold the feet to the fire on different spending things and whatnot, but overall, if the government shuts down, that's going to be the narrative going into 2024. So I do think, not that they have to capitulate, but they have to find a way of getting this done. If they don't, then again, I think that they suffer some pretty bad political consequences for it.
Now, U.S. employers are about to see the biggest health care cost jump in a decade coming in 2024.
Yes, this is, you know, I think going to be very, very difficult for a lot of people. Healthcare costs could be jumping as much as 5.4 to 8.5% in 2024 due to what they call medical inflation. Also, rising cost of drugs and these kinds of things. And so, Captain, I mean, you know, people are already stretched pretty much to the limit on their health care to begin with. And if that goes up, then other decisions have to be made. I mean, it's a never-ending complex problem here.
Now, Zelensky was at the UN yesterday and stopped the war. That movement was there, too. And according to the UN Secretary Council, the chairman said that there was no need to hear from either one of those people. He told Russia that they weren't going to hear from them either.
Well, that's right. So, again, this was supposed to be President Volodymyr Zelensky's first in-person appearance there. And it looks like one of the Albanian Prime Minister, Rama, says that this has to be a solution for this, obviously, for the war. If you agree, stop the war, President Zelensky will not take the floor. The idea that you would stop the war and Zelensky would not speak. And, of course, the Russians are on the Security Council as well. This is a very, very terrible situation, but Zelensky should be heard, though.
Makes you wonder.
Well, right. I mean, the idea, of course, is that, you know, Russia invaded. I mean, I'm not trying to be flippant or comical, but again, even Kamala Harris tried to explain to everybody that Ukraine was a smaller country invaded by a larger country, and she got at least the basics right, that it was wrong for Russia to invade Ukraine. And to think any different and to treat Zelensky any different, I think, is a very bad mistake.
Yeah. Now, the Pentagon is working to restore the benefits to the LGBTQ plus veterans that were forced out under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy.
That's right. Yeah, they began a new effort just starting on Wednesday to get in touch with former service members who might have been forced out and deprived of benefits because of these policies regarding sexual orientation. The idea of the don't ask, don't tell, as you were talking about, that was enacted back in 1994 by President Bill Clinton, and it was in effect until 2011. This is being looked at as being discriminatory. There was undue pressure placed on them, and there were many discharges and lost benefits. So this is what the Pentagon's trying to get a hold of here.
Right. Now, NASA has warned of an asteroid, Texas-sized, which its impact will be at risk right now for the U.S.
Well, yeah, this is really something. Now, obviously, it is breaking news because NASA is announcing it, but we're a little ahead of the curve here, though, too. It's evidently it would likely hit in 2182. That's a potential collision with the Earth. If it goes through what they call a gravity keyhole. So at least we have some time to try to figure out something to do. That's the good part.
Yeah. Have another cup of coffee, and we'll discuss it afterwards. Okay, folks, we'll be right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Compliment your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Your love is fading. I feel it fade. Your love is fading. I feel it fade. Your love is fading. Woman, I feel it fade. Woman, your touch has gone cold. As if someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel. We'll be right back.
what, Kyle, they're going to bang away in the drums, and we're going to bang away in some weather here, but that is what group, Kyle?
That would be Rare Earth.
Yeah, I know. I'm losing you, and that's back from the 60s, I think, isn't it?
I think so. That's the kind of sound I hear in it, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what they look like, the way they're dressed, so I'm going by that because they all had the flower stuff and the long hair and the sandals. That was kind of a key to what they wore back then. All right, well, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, we got a freeze warning. This is going to be in southern central Oregon. It's also going to include Klamath Falls and over near Lakeview. And it's going to dip on down a little bit towards Alturas in the part of northern California. So you want to be aware of that. Said freezing temperatures as low as 19 degrees pardon me, can be expected for this. So be careful in that area. We continue also to see a frost advisory. This also in the Northern California side. This is going to be west of Interstate 5, west of Mount Shasta. So be aware of that. Now, in terms of the rain we were watching last hour, Captain, we continue to see it in northern Utah as well, especially at the border with Nevada coming across I-80 at Wendover. Then also looks like Logan, Utah continues to have that. Same for Idaho Falls, Rexburg, over to Jackson, Wyoming. Rain sticking just south of West Yellowstone right now. But up in Montana, Butte and Deer Lodge, Big Timber, they've all got rain. Great Falls as well. The list goes on. So now gone north mostly of Missoula, but still impacting I-90 just north of Missoula. But also, of course, don't forget up in northern Idaho near Coeur d'Alene, coming down I-90 there. If you're in the higher elevations, and we are seeing the snow over in the mountains, this is going to be to the west of Coeur d'Alene over into Montana. But if you're going through 4th of July, and if those conditions are right, you could see some snow there on the road. We're trying to confirm that, but if the conditions are right, you could be experiencing that. So please do be careful out there.
I know you're confused, and I know it's early in the morning, but Coeur d'Alene and Montana is east of Coeur d'Alene, so that's where the snow is going to be.
Did I say west?
You did, and that would put them over in Washington State. And believe me, there's no possibility of snow in the mountains in Washington State tonight. It's Montana we're watching.
That's
and
right.
And it's probably going to start tomorrow night, but they're letting everybody know that there is snow in the forecast for the first time this winter. But, yeah, okay, we'll just give you that one. All right, let's go over to Minnesota. We got the Schmutz Alert up there in the northwestern part of Minnesota from Minneapolis west, Minneapolis north, over to the northwestern corner right there with North Dakota. And that's, of course, for the poor air quality, smoke, and just garbage stuff that's floating around in the air tonight, which will probably be gone away once the cold weather and their breeze that it's going to bring with it is going to come to the east, and it'll be gone. Now, taking a look next door into the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, we have a little bit of looks like it could be coastal flooding starting up, because the wind is just now starting up. And if they get the wind blowing across that lake right now, you'll have snow in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan before long. So be advised and be aware of that could happen. Now, coming on down to the Gulf, in both cases, whether or not you're going to come down north South Dakota, coming down through, let's see here, Kansas and Nebraska and Oklahoma and Texas, I don't see anything really to bother anybody. And then up in upstate New York tonight, folks, yep, another area where you're going to see a frost warning. Temperatures will be in the 30s and 20s, especially across the Adirondack Mountains up north of the New York Thruway, all the way up to the Canadian line. And in the lower areas from Binghamton up I-81 and west of the New York Thruway, I-87, in the valleys, you're going to have a chance of frost there, but definitely in the northern part of New York tonight. So fall is upon us, right, Kyle?
Indeed it is, and it's not even October yet. Boy,
yep.
We're going.
And then the final thing along the East Coast, we've got some riptides going on. We've got a front that's working its way up the coastline. Might be a little bit of dampness in it, but so far it's just a riptide and big time waves all the way from Jacksonville up to the Well, let's see, up to Maryland now, up as far as Maryland, headed towards possibly Jersey. Okay, tell us about the Truckers Highway and Bible Report and who brings it to us.
All right, folks, don't forget the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com to find the location nearest you. Also, check out the My Reports app, My Rewards Plus app. And with that, you can save money, earn points, and save time. Pilotflyingj.com.
All right, going to go up to the upper line here and pick up Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And by the way, Hunter Biden has been denied his request for a virtual court appearance. They say they're no longer doing that anymore. He's going to have to show up in person.
Good.
Yep. Well,
he lost on that one. He wanted to do it by Zoom.
Yep.
Which means he would have had a whole bunch of people sitting around him.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of people watching it, and they could actually charge for that.
Some people do.
Yeah, some people do when they do the Zoom things. They're charging for the Zoom calls. And to that I say, good luck. If you want me there, you're not going to get me to pay for it. It just doesn't happen. Now, the big three Detroit car makers are currently in a standoff, as it looks like as if the union, the UAW, holds true to what their demands are, they're going to go out on strike in some other locations and make it even worse.
Yes, they are.
So where are we at, Coach?
Well, look, I understand some of the UAW's argument. I don't understand and don't agree with all of it by a long stretch.
Mm-hmm.
But it, you know, they they have to understand that the pressure has been put on these car makers to build electric vehicles. Electric vehicles takes 30% less employees to build them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're really not arguing about the right things. And that one hasn't even been really part of the argument that, you know, 30% of employees should go.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back more right after the break here with Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, and Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break, please.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.